This is The Source, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. When you go to vote in San Antonio this election, the last page of the electronic ballot asks you this question. Adoption of a sales and use tax in the rate of 1/8 of 1% for the purpose of financing authorized programs of the San Antonio Early Childhood Education Municipal Development Corporation for a maximum period of 8 years. That's pre-K for SA, and it's drawn heavy opposition from the local Tea Party and support from education advocates and the local chambers of commerce. We're going to get the pros and cons. We've invited Mayor Julian Castro to explain the program and County Commissioner Kevin Wolf to explain his opposition. Commissioner Wolf won the coin toss. He's going to go first with his opening statements on pre-K for SA.
This is the fourth time the mayor and I have had an opportunity to discuss this issue with each other. And certainly the one thing we both agree on is that education in general and pre-K in particular is very important to our community here. However, I have some issues with the way the plan is currently structured. There are a number of questions that, in my mind, have remained unanswered. The first, of course, is it is a tax increase, a sales tax increase. And the problem I have with that in my current position as a county commissioner is I represent not only the people within San Antonio, within my precinct, but also the suburban cities like a Castle Hills, a Chavano Park, as well as the unincorporated area. And so one of my chief concerns as an elected representative is that this program will not be available for any of those individuals in those unincorporated areas or suburban cities. Furthermore, when you look at the plan, I can't understand why we would build new centers, four new centers, whether they be leased and refurbished or built from the ground up remains to be seen, especially when there's already existing infrastructure that a number of our school districts have abandoned or had to close. Next is transportation. This is the bear in regards to operations. It takes a lot of coordination, and I do not see a solid transportation plan at this point. The next piece is parent outreach. Within the plan, they talk about signing a contract with the parent and getting them involved, and I think that's very laudable, but that's as far as it goes. And then the last is that this will take over $50 million from our existing school systems of state and federal funds. These are just a few of the issues that I have with the current plan.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Wolf. Now, Mayor Castro, you can come back to these issues. We'll bring them up in some of the questions, or you can just sort of, what's your pitch? How do you sell this to the voters?
Thank you very much, Dave, for having us. And thank you to Commissioner Wolf. San Antonio has the opportunity in the coming years to become one of America's greatest cities. But perhaps the biggest challenge that we have is the fact that, according to who you believe, between 15 and 40% of our young people never make it to the end of high school. They drop out. At the same time, we know that we live in a 21st century global economy where more than 60% of the jobs require at least more than a high school diploma. A university degree, a community college degree, certification, technical training. Pre-K for SA is a result of collaboration between business leaders and education leaders from different sides of the aisle, different perspectives on how we can improve education in our city. Specifically, this plan is well supported throughout our community because it invests in the nearly 6,000 four-year-olds in San Antonio who every year do not get high-quality, full-day pre-K education. It invests when they're 4 years old and their brains are developing at their peak. It's open to all families, unlike the state system that has income cutoffs. It's going to serve children around the city, and it expects more from everyone. It expects more from parents, more from students, more from policymakers because we have clear accountability goals. It's a well-thought-out plan, but it's not perfect. Every plan is going to need some adjustments once it's in operation. It is a very strong start, and we have to start somewhere.
Commissioner Wolf, let me ask you, going back to some of the points you raised in your opening arguments, the first thing you bring up is that it's a tax increase. And so that seems like that is a ideological opposition to just the thought that there's going to be an increase in tax to pay for a social program. So is that really the big crux of the opposition to this plan?
No, not really, at least not for me personally. While I certainly don't think now is a good time to increase any taxes, especially when people are already hurting out there, and yes, there's always that sort of divide between the Democrats and Republicans, no tax, yes tax, but I wouldn't, for me personally, say it's a philosophical decision. If I could see that there was a good, solid plan behind this, I would look at doing something like that. So from a philosophical standpoint, I don't see that as the major difference. My biggest complaint, I said, is that this is not all-inclusive, that it will not be for everyone. But at the same time, those who won't be eligible for it, those who won't even be able to vote for it, will have to pay this tax.
Mayor, when we hear the opposition because of tax increase, and how do you respond, how do you defend trying to raise taxes for another program in the city?
I'm very straightforward with folks. I'm asking folks for a sales tax increase of 1/8 of 1 cent. That means $7.81 to the median household. And I believe that when folks do a cost-benefit analysis, the fact that we can educate 22,400 four-year-olds with excellent full-day pre-K education that are not getting it right now for the cost of $7.81 to the median household, I believe that it's worth it. But, of course, that's a decision that the voters are going to have to make. Let me just say as well that this is a very strong plan. It's a plan that is supported by everyone from Superintendent of the Year in 2011, John Folks, who was at Northside, to former Northeast Superintendent Richard Middleton, to Charles Budd of HEB and General Joe Robles, to all seven living former mayors of our city. And so it is a very strong plan. Of course, anytime you have a plan, some folks are going to disagree with one element of it or another. But it is a very strong plan, and folks can go to sanantonio.gov to get more of the details on it.
Well, Mayor, let me ask you a question. In Commissioner Wolf, he wrote an opinion piece that was published in the San Antonio Express News called Pre-K for SA Misguided. And in that, he wrote, the mayor's argument is that there is a lack of capacity for pre-kindergarten services in San Antonio. This simply is not true. The Texas Education Code requires school districts to offer pre-K classes. There are many openings for admission to both public and private schools that are not being taken advantage of. So how do you respond to that?
Well, I'm not sure who Commissioner Wolf has spoken to, but I've spoken to folks from SISD, folks there in the urban core of the city, and they'll tell you that they have waiting lists for children who want, families who want pre-K education. At the same time, Northeast and Northside will tell you that they generally would like to go to full day pre-K, but right now they can only offer half day because they don't have the space, the physical space. This is an opportunity for us to fill a gap, to add to what the school districts are doing, not to duplicate or subtract. John Folks had a great column about this, an opinion piece himself, and he said very clearly, he's at Northside ISD for a very long time. He understands our school needs perhaps better than anybody in the community. He said this clearly is not a duplication of services. It is adding to what the school districts do right now.
So, Commissioner Wolf, does that answer your point that you make, or is there more there?
No. We obviously disagree on this. There are over 600 different public and private institutions within Bexar County that supply pre-K education. And when you're talking about our public school system, it's state law that mandates that they provide pre-K if asked to do so by the parents within that school district. So this waiting list piece might happen with Head Start, but not with our public school system. So crossing those two, I think, is incorrect. In addition to that, you are essentially pulling from the existing school systems, their talent base and their talent pool when you're looking at their teachers. This is the equivalent of a school district looking at the city of San Antonio and saying, you know what, you've got too many potholes. We're going to spend some of our money to fix those potholes. What we're doing is we're turning around as the city saying, you know what, school districts, you're not doing your job, so we're going to do your job for you.
This is The Source on KSTX. We're debating pre-K for SA with Mayor Julian Castro and County Commissioner Kevin Wolf. We're going to be right back. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. We're debating pre-K for SA with Mayor Julian Castro and County Commissioner Kevin Wolf. And so, Commissioner Wolf, that's another point that you brought up in your opinion piece, is that there is a duplication of services.
Yes. When you look at our community here, we have over 17 different school districts. We've lamented that for years and years, saying that that is a waste and a redundancy. And if we could consolidate in some form or fashion, we could save a lot of those administrative dollars and put them towards the children. Essentially, what the city is doing is creating an 18th school district. However, the difference here is that now we'll be an appointed board by the council rather than an elected board by the voters. Again, this is in my mind, a redundant bureaucracy system. At the same time, this system will pull from existing dollars, both at the state and federal level, for pre-K, and allocate them within this new program. You add on top of that the additional $250 to $275 million that the sales tax will bring in, and you're looking at a $300 million program over 8 years. When you factor in how much it is per student, it's more than $14,000 per student, which is more than the highest cost private institution in San Antonio for pre-K.
Mayor Castro, I know that you've got – those aren't your numbers. I mean, you don't quote that, right?
No, that's right. And more importantly, as I said, Superintendent John Folks did a very good job of debunking some of these myths in an editorial he wrote. It's probably on the Express News website that said, you know, why the initiative costs what it costs. The fact is that teacher training, professional development, is a very robust part of the budget. So that's one of the reasons that the cost can't be analyzed in the same way that you would analyze one kid in one classroom, because it's having an impact on students in classrooms throughout San Antonio. We have almost 6,000 children who don't get high quality full day pre-K education, and they're not getting that education when they need it the most, when their brains are developing. And the question is, are we going to haggle about little issues and tweaks that folks would make because it's not a perfect plan that they want? Or are we going to actually do something? Unfortunately, in Austin, there was an opportunity to do something two sessions ago, and bipartisan support for expanding pre-K. It went to the governor's desk, and he vetoed it. In the 2011 legislative session, the legislature cut $5.3 billion from the needs of public school education according to the population growth that we've had. And it could get worse in the 2013 session. Dan Patrick, the most extreme senator in terms of a radical right-wing politician, is now the chair of the Senate Education Committee. So if anyone thinks that things are going to get better for public education during this session, that's a wake-up call for them. We have the opportunity to do something in San Antonio that is supported by people from both sides of the aisle, the product of collaboration, and will make a huge impact on those thousands of children that are not getting what they need right now.
So, Mayor, let me ask you, how do we know that this works, that this is the best way to deal with some of the big education problems that we have in San Antonio, such as poor outcomes and high dropouts?
Yeah, and I did invite folks to go to sanantonio.gov and prekforsa.com, where we have the sites to some of the research that has been done. Time after time, research has demonstrated that the biggest return that you get on your investment in education is by investing when a child's mind is developing at its peak, when they're young, when they're soaking it all up like a sponge, before the child ever gets behind in the education process. And that goes for children in San Antonio, just like it goes for children throughout the world. The problem is that here in San Antonio, we have these thousands of children who are not getting that high-quality full-day pre-K that would allow them to be more successful do better on those third grade tests, but more importantly, prepare them to graduate from high school and then go on and accomplish what they want after that.
And so, Commissioner Wolf, your argument is that we don't know this works, or there's doubt, or where do you go on that?
Well, no, it goes even further than that. Not knowing whether or not it works is only one piece of the problem from my perspective. I know that there are parts in the plan that intend to determine how well it is working, but that's just one piece. So we're jumping into it saying, you know, we think this is the best plan, but we're not real sure. And we're going to measure it later and then tell you whether it is a good plan or not. I enjoyed the points the mayor made in regards to the average cost per student and how you need to factor in the teacher training. That is one part of the program that I think is tremendous, is helping our existing infrastructure, the teachers, become even better teachers. However, without factoring in the cost of transportation and looking at our own analysis, that transportation is going to cost you $50 to $70 million over the length of this program. So I'm not real sure where those dollars are going to come from yet because they're not in the plan's current budget.
Some of your critics have said that when you give that figure, the median household, and that's the caveat that we haven't looked at, the median household, but many people in San Antonio aren't the median household, so they may expect to pay quite a bit more in sales tax than what you're quoting.
Oh, and I've said publicly that if you spend less than what the median household spends, then it's going to be a little bit less. If you spend more than what the median household spends, then it's going to be more. But it's, some folks have said that it's you know, $700 or $70. I don't believe that to be the case.
And Commissioner Wolf, are you comfortable with that figure, the median household having to pay just under $8 a year?
No, I'm not. I do think that it is more than that. But more importantly, it may be this figure that is prompting some of the misconception out there. When we talk about households and how much it's going to cost you, people automatically think property tax, and that's not the case here. You know, as stated earlier, this is purely a sales tax. Now, the irony is that I would have a harder time arguing against this if it was a property tax, because then it would be open to everybody, and it would be more fair, and they'd get the opportunity to vote on it. And you talked earlier about philosophical differences. Here's a different one. This is a proposed sales tax increase, which usually from the other side of the aisle is considered a regressive tax and unfair to those of lesser incomes. So, you know, it's interesting to see the differences in between, you know, philosophies and how we change those as issues come up.
All right, we're going to move now just to our closing statements. Commissioner Wolf.
Well, you know, as I said, the mayor and I have had an opportunity to do this a few times now. I have also been to other public meetings, et cetera. But the very first one is the one that sticks in my mind the best. After we had finished our particular presentations, a gentleman in the back of the room raised his hand for questions. And he stands up and he points towards the person that I had been debating. And he said, "Let me get this straight. You're asking us to spend $300 million, but you can't tell us what the transportation plan is. You can't tell us how the parent outreach and caregiving is going to work. You can't tell us how you're going to align curriculum with the existing public school system so that these kids don't lose the advantage of super pre-K. You can't tell us how the partnership with the school districts is going to happen. I'll tell you what, why don't you go figure these things out first, then come back and ask me for my money?" That was my whole argument in a nutshell. It's what I've said from the beginning. I think this idea to support pre-K is a great idea. That is absolutely something we can agree on. But I do not think this is a good plan.
And Mayor Castro, what's your closing statement?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having us here today. And thank Commissioner Wolf. He made an argument. It's a beautiful argument, except that it's not accurate. Folks can go to sanantonio.gov or pre-K4SA on transportation. We're going to embrace a magnet school model of transportation to get the students where they need to be and do it safely. We've laid out fatherhood initiatives, parent-to-parent mentoring, and other parent outreach that we want to do. We've also been clear that we're going to have a budget that is set out and approved by the city council, by state law, so that people will get to understand each and every year what that budget is. So those questions are there, and they are answerable, and they have been answered. I would just say that we have a huge challenge in our city that up to 40% of our students are not graduating from high school in a 21st century global economy that requires even more than a high school diploma. And it's not enough to think that Austin or Washington is going to do this for us. We're asking for $7.81 from the median household with the support of the seven biggest chambers of commerce, the most astute business folks in our city, the most astute educators in our city who say that this is a strong plan. We're asking folks to make this investment for a very strong start. You have to start somewhere, and we can't let the perfect be the enemy of the very good.
You've been listening to The Source on KSTX. We've been debating the ins and outs of pre-K for SA with Mayor Julian Castro and County Commissioner Kevin Wolf. It's on the ballot this election. Early voting ends on Friday. Election day is Tuesday, November the 6th. Wayne Coble is the TPR Program Director. Chris Udaly is our web producer. Paul Flav is in charge of TPR operations. We get production help from Catherine Dixon. I'm David Martin Davies. Check us out online at tpr.org. The Source is a production of KSTX, Texas Public Radio.